Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Today's Issues here on American Family Radio. Today's July 5th. We hope you had a wonderful Independence Day celebration, counting the blessings of our country, counting the blessings of God on our country, which are too many to count. Quite frankly, we all know that. The Lord God has blessed America. I was talking about this the other day on Tuesday, prior to July 4th. I was talking about the signers, the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. By the way, let me introduce our team here. Walker Wildman is with me. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
And Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
That's all. Ed Vitagliano is
lazy,
like mowing his grass or something today. And Ray Pritchard. Why isn't Ray here?
Ray is traveling.
Ray's traveling, or so he says. And Alex couldn't be here. Alex had a lightning storm hit near his house, and his equipment wouldn't work. I'm beginning to see a pattern here where people are just not wanting to be on today. You know what I'm saying? They want to take the day off, but they don't want to tell me they don't want to do the show.
Yeah.
So they make up these reasons why they can't be on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alex was kind of original. I thought that was pretty cool.
What was his? I didn't hear.
His lightning.
Lightning.
Let's see. Alex said, lightning hit 25 miles from my house. I'm sorry I can't be on with you. So
kind of like a dog ate my homework.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing, folks. Alex, brother Alex, had a legitimate reason why he couldn't be on with us today. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, if you'd like to. And as Walker said earlier, you can watch the show, post comments about the program at our Facebook page for Today's Issues, or watch it on YouTube. Steve Jordahl is with us. Good morning, Steve.
And a good morning and good afternoon to those who to which that applies.
What's on your mind, Steve?
The Supreme Court came down with some rulings at the end of the term which were good for conservatives. One of those was what's known as the Janus case, and it's the ruling that said that labor unions cannot force members to pay dues, particularly the dues that they use for political outreach, the unions do. It goes almost exclusively to liberal members, and Republicans or conservatives who are forced to pay those really kind of resented, and that's kind of what brought this case. Well, now we're starting to look at what is the ramification of that case. What's the outcome going to be? If union members do not have to pay into these dues, that's less money that the unions can contribute to liberal and democratic causes. How much is it going to hurt them? That's the question. According to the Center for Responsive Politics in 2016, the public sector unions, which is the ones that Janus affected, spent $64.6 million on campaigns. 90% of that went to Democrats. So that's $6.4 million went to Democrats. Now, not all of those, that money, some of the people that gave are going to continue to give. There's news, the unions have been fighting this and trying to keep the knowledge of what the rights that these workers have from the workers. So some of them might not know that they don't have to give. But I think it's fair to say that the Democrat donations from unions is going to take a $2 to $3 million hit in this next upcoming election.
Unions in general have been on a decline in membership or in influence.
Private sector unions have. That's the union, the unions that are at your local, like the mine workers unions or the unions that are at your local whatever. If it's a private company, unions have been declining. But public sector, this is government employees, teachers, everybody in the federal bureaucracy that is a member of the unions, that actually has a much larger participation rate in because it's
well, the part I've never understood is compulsory.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what this ruling addressed.
Okay. So you have compulsory membership into unions in some states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what the individual, so let's say you're a whatever worker in a state that you have to pay dues into your union.
Right.
By law. Again, I've never, how that's American, I don't understand. But anyway, so you pay your dues into your union dues because you have to. It's like a tax. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Because so then that union then makes a political donation to a candidate who says we will stand for the things you stand for. Okay? So, and in 90% of the cases or more, it's Democrat candidates. So let's say you have a Christian who's pro-life, and they're having to pay dues into their union, and then their union is giving money to a pro-abortion political candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And that person says, that's not right to make me pay into that. That's what this case was about, true?
Exactly what the case was about.
Right? So the Supreme Court said that the Christian individual, I'm just using that as an example, who's pro-life, he shouldn't be forced to give money to a political candidate or correct. A political office holder, mm-hmm. or else get in trouble with the law, right?
Correct.
So that's what was so that's a free speech, freedom of religion victory.
Mm-hmm. It was a free speech, freedom of religion victory. Now the other side of this is that every worker benefits some from the collective bargaining process that the union has. In other words, the coal mine pays, or the Department of Education pays their employees the same, whether they're members of the union or not. So you didn't have to join the union, but you had to pay the dues before. Now you don't have to join the union, and you don't have to pay the dues, but you still will get the benefit of the collective bargaining.
That should be up to every individual,
right?
To make that choice. And, you know, if the union would not engage in partisan politics, then they would probably get more people supporting them.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that was the comment of one of these gentlemen that they interviewed here. He said, this guy's name is Velia. He says, I have a voice, and they have to win me back, and they're welcome to win me back if they're going to be bipartisan. So the one of the gentlemen, Paul Velia, that they interviewed, he's a registered nurse working at Western State Hospital, and he's part of the SEIU, which is one of the most powerful public sector unions. They're the ones that you see at all of the Democrat rallies, the $15 wage thing. So
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
What's next, Steve?
We have, yesterday was Independence Day, as you all know, and a couple of leading evangelical voices have placed a full-page ad, or they did place a full-page ad in the New York Times, and the headline of the ad was Immigrants and Immigration Strengthen Us, and this was an ad that they put in that basically offers a pro-immigration, a pro-immigrant view of them, and it's signed by, among others, Russell Moore from the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Samuel Rodriguez, who's president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Leith Anderson, who's president of the National Association of Evangelicals, and a number of other faith leaders. There were some business leaders, and then there were some law enforcement leaders that signed on to this. It's interesting because these are the people that evangelicals that are sparring with other evangelicals. These are the Never Trump evangelicals that signed this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in this statement on its face, it's hard to disagree with anything on its face on the statement, but they are taking some shots. For example, they say America can be great only if we are good. Of course, taking a shot at the Make America Great Again, the President Trump's.
Yeah, this was a full-page ad in the New York Times, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much that cost, but I'm guessing at least $100,000, probably more, to buy a full-page ad in the New York Times yesterday, July 4th, Independence Day. And as you, the ad itself is just talking about the the benefits of immigration.
That immigrants have been a strong part of the country.
It starts out by saying immigrants and immigration strengthen these United States as they have since our founding. Then it says how we treat immigrants, refugees, and their families reflects on our commitment to the values that define us as Americans. And then there's more to the ad. And then, as you said, these are signatures by different Christian leaders and so forth, and other people too, business leaders and others, which is all well and fine. I don't have a problem with that necessarily, you know, but the context and in which it's put into a newspaper like this is what you have to question here, in my opinion, because it's basically an opposition to President Trump. They don't say it like that. But what they're saying is they don't talk about illegal immigration. They leave that out on purpose. So when you say immigrants and immigration, it's just Russell Moore, again, Dr. Russell Moore, from the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He took over for Dr. Richard Land. And Dr. Moore is, let's just say, more, quote, progressive than Dr. Land was. You'll find his name siding more with, he wouldn't call them liberal policies, but I would. He would call them something else. But anyway, and then you have Sammy Rodriguez here, who's a friend of ours, with the National Hispanic what?
Leadership Coalition.
Yeah, good guy, and has been our guest on this program before. I would like to talk to him about this.
So Samuel, well. Sammy's an interesting one because, like you say, he's a good.
These are all believers.
I don't want to question the goodness of any of these people.
These are all brothers. Well, I would, but we can do that later.
But Sammy Rodriguez will side with us with conservative evangelicals when it comes to the life issue. Yeah. When it comes, maybe for understandable reasons, being part of the Hispanic Coalition. Differs with us basically on how to treat immigrants, and I don't even think that they differ. He doesn't differentiate.
This is against Trump. They might as well just say we're against President Trump because President Trump ran as a law and order, control the border, build a wall, stop this mass illegal immigration into our country, shut it down, stop it. Mm-hmm. That's what President Trump ran on.
Right,
and he won. Now. Granted, he didn't win by a huge margin, but 50% of the country or more believe like he does. The other side of this argument is a open borders policy. Now, they're not going to say that.
Right.
Because that is a loser, especially in Christian circles, to say you're for basically lawlessness, open borders. But that's, in essence, what it amounts to. So when you have a full-page ad, Walker, where you start out saying immigrants and immigration is strengthened, immigration has strengthened these United States. In the political context in which we're discussing this issue today, you know this is what President Trump is trying to do something to control the mass illegal immigration into America. And because he's doing that, he's being called a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe. And that's the labels that's being put on him. A guy who believes in, ripping children out of their parents' arms. That's not what he believes, and that's not exactly what was going on down there on the border. He was trying to enforce the law that was already on the books and has been on the books since Bill Clinton was president, but nobody's enforced it. So this is where I fought these Christian brothers who signed their names to an ad like this. They're not dealing with illegal immigration. Mm-hmm. Who in the world would say immigration's bad for America? Or has been bad for America. They say things that nobody can disagree with, but the inference it's code speak. The inference is that this is opposed to how President Trump and his supporters view things, which is the negative ways I've just described them. So that's where I have a problem with an ad like this. And I don't know whether Dr. Russell Moore gets, I know his office is with the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission in Nashville. They are underwritten by the Southern Baptist Convention, I think $3 million a year. So people take offerings at Southern Baptist churches. Some of that goes to support the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, which is the public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, of which Dr. Russell Moore leads.
Kind of like them. Compulsory union dues, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm not a Southern Baptist, but if I'm a Southern Baptist, I would want to know, did my tithe dollars go to support this ethics and religious commission, or religious
liberties commission?
Did that pay for an ad in the New York Times that I disagree with? Yeah. I would kind of want to know that. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe no money's from. It did, but when you have Dr. Russell Moore's name on here, it does beg that question.
Yeah, this is code speak for we're for open borders. Because
yeah, sure it is.
The context is that we're trying to deal with this illegal immigration problem, been trying to deal with it for years.
Yes.
Under multiple presidents. Well, nobody seems to be able to fix it, but the context is that we have illegal immigrants in our country. President Trump wants to deport them.
And you have millions coming in a year, I guess, or at least hundreds of thousands still coming in a year, Walker.
Yeah, and so as you mentioned, nobody in this country that I know of is flat out against immigration.
No.
Legal immigration.
Nobody is.
But what we're against, some of Americans, is illegal immigration.
Right.
Because we have to have a legal way to go
right.
through the process.
And wanting to enforce our laws doesn't mean you're a bigot.
Yeah.
Or xenophobe, but this is the way they frame it. I saw a statement the other day that put this all into proper context. And the person said, if I showed up at JFK Airport in New York without a passport, I would be denied entry into the U.S. But if I show up at the border and don't have a passport, I'm supposed to get free pass into the U.S. How does that work exactly?
Right.
So put everything sort of in perspective. But when these folks, all they talk about is immigration and immigrants, and they don't talk about illegal entry into the country, and who's responsible for that, and who's supposed to carry that burden, when they leave that out of the conversation, then they're intentionally omitting that. And so they're trying to basically say the only Christian way to deal with this is to be for mass illegal immigration into America, or either you're not Christian. That's
right.
The way I read this.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
All right, go ahead.
You might have seen if you're watching the news over late last week, or I guess earlier this week. I'm still confused that it's not Monday today. Earlier this week, Walmart was caught.
You want it to be Monday, Steve?
No,
I'm fine with it being Thursday. Your own reality.
Well, I am identifying as a.
Yeah, so
as
if
a
you
Monday
want to identify
employee.
Self-identify as Monday, we can do that.
Okay, it just feels like it to me. I don't know. Okay. Walmart was caught selling an Impeach 45 T-shirt. Some conservatives got some pretty upset. Because they found
the
this.
I know the backstory.
And I know you do. Yeah. But the news today is that Walmart has taken the T-shirt down.
Right.
I understand you've been in contact with
yes.
them about
and
this, too.
Walmart would strongly object to your use of the word, did you say caught? What did you say?
I said some people caught Walmart
caught
selling.
Caught Walmart. They would yeah. object to that. You would probably not get your senior discount when you get to that age at Walmart if they knew who you were. And where you live. Okay. I would ask people to listen to me closely here before you start sending me emails and throwing things at your radio and telling me that I'm some kind of Walmart defender. Okay? I do shop at Walmart, but raise your hand if you don't. Almost every American does. We know the folks at Walmart in Fayetteville or Bentonville. So we know those folks. We have an open communication with Walmart
yep.
here at American Family Association, as they do with a lot of organizations Walmart has contact with. So we don't always agree with everything that they do, and when we don't, we tell them so, and they listen to us, and sometimes they change, and sometimes they don't. And with this situation with this shirt, what was his shirt saying? What now?
It said impeach 45,
okay, impeach
45, which
45
is
President Trump,
right?
Mm-hmm. Walmart explained to us, and if you ask me to explain this to you beyond what I'm about to tell you, I'm not able to. I'll just tell you right now that this was a third-party vendor on a website that they control.
Walmart controls.
And that they this was somehow or another this slipped through the cracks, and Walmart did not approve this, okay? They did not approve this before it was up on their website. Now, I don't know how that happens. That doesn't make any sense to me, but some way it did. When they learned of this, they pulled it down, okay, immediately. I think the day that it went up, it was pulled down. So you could fault Walmart for not having more controls on products that are put on there by third-party vendors. Mm-hmm. Parker, that sounds like a jazz band.
No, that's the way it is. Walmart
that play at the club down the street.
But, Walmart posts their original. The way I understand it, Walmart posts their original products on their website, and then third-party vendors, which Walmart has contracts with, such as Old Glory, I believe, is the name of this brand right. Who makes these shirts. They have access to also post on the Walmart website via contract. So they have access to the back door, so to speak, to the online store.
They don't have to get approval for everything they put
on. Right, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Walmart didn't have, I don't believe they had a policy that addressed what political shirts can and cannot be sold. But here's the thing. I think the Impeach 45 should be able to be sold on the Walmart website. Well, it should be all or nothing. Either you can sell Impeach 45 and you can sell Hillary for Prison 2016 shirts, are there no political shirts at all?
Hillary for Prison.
Well, that was the campaign slogan.
Well, yeah, that was President Trump came up with that, didn't he?
Yeah, and it's got a website and everything. So Walmart either needs to pick: we allow all political speech with the, I mean, for the most part, or none at all.
I'd just take it down. That's not good PR for a Walmart to have impeach a president. Even if it was Obama.
And they have taken other incendiary things down. Yeah. Although they do allow some Democrat. They do allow MAGA stuff.
Yeah. But here's the point. Walmart did not have a board meeting where they sat around and goes, okay, who's for offering the Impeach 45 shirt? Raise your hand. Okay, five to four, the Impeach Trump t-shirt will sell. It didn't happen that way. Walker explained it well, how it happened, if you want to fault Walmart for having this third-party vendor service. But the point is, the day it went up was the day it came down. Okay, so let's be fair to Walmart. To say Walmart is for impeaching President Trump is not true. So don't let people tell you that. Now, whether you want to shop at Walmart or not is your business. I'm just telling you how the story came down. We have 1 minute, Steve.
I just wanted to give you the five cities that people are moving away from in the United States and the five cities that they're moving to.
Okay.
This is the migration within the United States. So people are moving away from, in order, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Huh, Chicago? Wonder why that would be.
I don't know. Detroit, St. Louis, and Cleveland. They're exiting those.
Mm-hmm. LeBron James did too.
Yes, they are. By large numbers. Where are they going?
Where are they going, Steve?
These are the cities that they're going to.
Okay.
They are going to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Houston,
mm-hmm.
Miami,
mm-hmm.
Phoenix, and Atlanta.
Mm. Sunbelt cities. Maybe they're going to escape cold weather.
Sunbelt, Texas, of course, the economy's booming. The more conservative.
That's true.
So, okay. Yeah, that's where they're going. That's where they came from.
Well, although a couple of those cities are Rust Belt cities that, you know, the industry's moved out.
They were
built on, Cleveland being one of them. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Steve Jordahl. Walker, appreciate
your
contributions to this program. Again, folks, pray for those boys in Thailand. We talked about that story earlier. Pray that they would somehow be miraculously rescued, because it doesn't look good to me. Reading what's happening over there and the plight of those youngsters and their families, that's just torment. So pray for those boys and their families today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Take care, everybody.